We're seeing rising levels of lawlessness practically everywhere. This week's scariest stories around the rising incidents of kidnapping and details around the Moti kids kidnapping and an apparent ransom that was paid. We've also seen rising incidences of the destruction of Transnet infrastructure. And today, confirmation from Eskom, something that's been believed in circles for some time, that there is evidence of deliberate damage to property at Eskom designed to disrupt the power network. Pylon near its Letabo power station in the Free State, deliberately cut, it looks like, with either gas burners or with angle grinders, Andre de Reiter. I mean, how specific can you be, Chief Executive of Eskom, on exactly what was used and exactly how the sabotage was carried out?
Bruce, what happened was that 8 24-millimeter rods that anchor stays that keep this pylon upright were cut 6 o'clock on Wednesday evening, causing the pylon to topple on to another line. We have two lines feeding the coal conveyor belts that keep our Letabo power station, which generates about 3,600 megawatts of electricity. So had this attempt been successful, Letabo would have run out of coal and we would have lost all of those megawatts, which would have probably precipitated stage 6 load shedding. It is clear that these rods were cut deliberately. There's no way that 8 of these rods can fail simultaneously. Whether they used a hacksaw or an angle grinder, it's too early to say, but it's clear that there was no metal fatigue, no corrosion, and these rods definitely did not shear due to stress. Adjacent cables remained standing, so it was definitely not wind. You can only attribute this to criminality. Now, what's interesting is that nothing was stolen, so this was not an economic crime. This was an attempt to disrupt power supply to a critical piece of infrastructure that helps us to generate electricity.
Is this the first confirmed incident of deliberate sabotage that you've reported? Because we've heard reports of suspicion of people mucking about in distribution centres and all that sort of stuff within the belly of Eskom. This is slightly off the property, but is this the first incident of confirmed sabotage?
This is the first one, Bruce, that I believe we can say unequivocally is an act of sabotage. There have been other incidents where you become suspicious, where you think, you know, this is terribly coincidental. How can a water valve accidentally be opened under very suspicious circumstances? But I've always been very reluctant to use the word sabotage because of all of the negative associations that it carries. I think in this case, I'm now prepared to call this sabotage.
It looks like a fairly remote area as well. It looks like a fairly isolated area, an area to which somebody who would know the power line structures might go. They know they won't be watched. They know they've got time. They're doing it in the early evening and sort of late dusky end of the day. It feels like this is somebody who understands the infrastructure of Eskom fairly well and understands the consequences of cutting those stays, causing that particular pylon onto topple and potentially then onto the power lines. This is orchestrated and carefully thought through.
It was clearly done by somebody who knew exactly what the consequences would be of putting these two power lines out of action. As you correctly state, it's not in an area that is typically subject to economic crime. We know where those areas are, where people remove members on pylons. And typically they don't collapse the pylons. They steal a few members that they then can go and sell for scrap metal. And these are economic crimes probably driven by unemployment and poverty. But these pylons that now collapse at Letabo Power Station are far removed from human settlements. So it is indeed highly suspicious activity that took place there.
And again, any leads as to how, where, who and why?
I can not hazard any guesses on who would commit such acts. You know, the question that I think should now be asked is who benefits from such a huge potential disruption to electricity supply in South Africa?
Nobody benefits from it unless you've got a particular motive to destabilize the Eskom infrastructure, to destabilize Eskom management, and perhaps to get people in Eskom like yourself replaced, because it would suggest a level of ineptitude if the grid was to keep on failing. And I think that seems to be an agenda right now. Would you concur?
I think that that would be potentially one of the intended consequences. There has been a narrative out there perpetrated by former participants in the state capture enterprise that I should be dismissed, allegedly, for failing to keep the lights on. But I think that exacerbating load shedding clearly would contribute to this narrative, and that may indeed be an explanation.
How are you feeling in terms of the... I mean, are you feeling under siege?
I think that the current public pressure on Eskom is not helping. The public pressure on me is not making my job any easier. I've got a full-time job to do just to run the entity, having to spend a lot of time addressing issues around sabotage, holding hour-long media conferences every day does take up a fair amount of time. So it is definitely not assisting in enabling us to try and turn the organization around.
And in terms of the stability of the power grid, you've returned the units that let us down at the beginning of this week back to service. Stage one due to come to an end at 9 p.m. tonight. As far as you can tell, relative stability, at least over the weekend.
Yes, we are helped by lower ambient temperatures, so people use air conditioning less and so forth, so that's positive. The outlook for the weekend's positive. The outlook for next week is cautiously optimistic if we don't lose major units, but as I think all South Africans realize by now, prognosticating about the state of the generation system is something that should be undertaken with some caution.
André de Ruyter, Chief Executive of Eskom, thank you very much for joining us this evening on The Money Show.